Thank you, worship team, for leading us in song this morning. Our team included Howard, Lauren, Katie, Laura, and Ryan on the drums, who you couldn't see. But we thank all of our group for leading us this morning. My name is Dwayne. I'm one of the leaders of the high school ministry. Thank you for joining us for High School Sunday. Today we're going to be talking about hope. We're discussing it because that's what the teens want to talk about. We picked this topic back in the fall, and even then the group recognized that things just aren't the way they should be. Our world is broken. It's been corrupted by the sin of man, and so they hope for something better. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning, hope. The question I want you to consider is this. What is your hope come through? Merriam-Webster defines hope as desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. So it's something we want and expect to get, but hasn't come yet. We hope for a lot of things. We hope for long life, financial stability, a good job. Some of us hope to get married, buy a house, have a family. So we go about trying to find ways to obtain these things. We exercise and we eat healthy to have long life. We try to do well in school so that we can get a good job that leads to financial stability and maybe home ownership. We go on dates in search of a spouse so that we can have a family of our own. But if our present time has taught us anything, it's that none of these things are certain. Despite all our efforts, our success is not guaranteed. An accident or illness can take away your good health. Loss of a job can take away your financial stability and maybe your home. While all these desires can be good, we need something better. Something that isn't reliant on us. Something that can't be taken away. Now, most of you know where I'm going with this. I'm going to tell you to look to heaven, the dwelling place of God. That's where most of us want to go. We want to be spared God's judgment and condemnation. Even those who don't go to church or read the Bible have an idea of what heaven is, and they recognize that it is the place to go when they die. The reasons for wanting to go to heaven may be different than ours, but many people have the same expectation of getting there. The trouble is, they and often we have the wrong idea about how a person gets there. We trust in being a good person, not sinning much, and doing charitable acts. We compare ourselves with others to see how we're doing. We work through human means, just like we do for those earthly desires. But is that what the Bible says? That we can do it ourselves? I think it says that if we do, we've picked the wrong channel. We're looking to the wrong thing to provide our hope. Now, if that isn't you, then today's message will be a reminder of what God has done for you. It'll be a reason to rejoice. But if it is you, I hope this message will encourage you to look to a different source for your hope. Our passage today will come from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. We'll see Peter praising God because he has provided the means for the people's hope. The means for that channel is Jesus. And that channel is for us as well. God offers us hope through Jesus Christ. And the verses will see that it is because of Jesus that we are born again. It is because of Jesus that we are given an inheritance. And it is because of Jesus that our salvation is guaranteed. So let's read our passage. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this word that helps us to know you and to see your plan, Father. And so we ask that you just open up the scriptures to us, help us to understand these lessons and to just draw them in and apply them to our lives. Thank you that you allow us to grow through this time together. And we just ask that you be with us during this study this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so we're looking at three ways Jesus provides our hope. He enables us to be born again, to receive an inheritance, and to have a guaranteed salvation. Let's look at the first one. Because of Jesus, we are born again. Verse 3 says, God the Father caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Believers are given new life and made anew, meaning we are sanctified because of Jesus. Now, I recognize that these works are attributed to the Holy Spirit and the ministry of the Word of God. But who sent the Holy Spirit? It was Jesus, along with the Father. And who is the Word in the flesh? Jesus. And who confirmed our resurrection through his resurrection? Jesus. Jesus has the main role in sending the Holy Spirit. John 14 says this. Jesus says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. Two chapters later in 16, Jesus says, nevertheless, I tell the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Now we see that Jesus and the Father both participate in the sending of the Spirit. But the Spirit's role, among others, is to glorify Jesus and to teach the things that Jesus taught. Jesus is the focus of the Spirit's ministry, and he is the proponent of his ministry. The Spirit's work is made possible in you by the departure of the Son and his sending of the Holy Spirit. That leads to change in you. Have you ever tried to change under your own power? I think probably all of us have. Now, how many of you were successful? We can't do it. We can't change ourselves. We can't even stop going to the refrigerator, myself included. What makes us think that we will suddenly be able to devote ourselves to God under our own power? If we're the only ones working on our sanctification, we're in trouble. Aren't you glad that Jesus sent a helper? One that could make us new. One that could prepare us for life with Jesus after our own resurrections. Our hope comes through Jesus. He has made it possible for us to be born again. Jesus also made it possible for us to have an inheritance. Now, verse 4 says our inheritance is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, meaning it will never rot. It will never go away. It's pure and will be just as glorious in a million years as it is the first day you see it. Think about your current home. Would you use those words to describe it? I think about renters who have to call their landlords to fix broken furnaces or plumbing. You have to wait for maintenance to come, which in your mind can never happen quick enough. And if you're the homeowner, you have to pay for that repair or do it yourself. That's time, energy, and money gone. In my own home, we just had to fix a leaky roof this past week. I think most of us will look forward to not having to deal with these things. And even if maintenance is your job, there are days when you'd just rather not have to deal with it. But when the new heaven and the new earth are ushered in, we won't have to deal with it. we'll have something better waiting for us. So how does Christ make that possible? He redeems us so that our sins can be forgiven. Through the shedding of his blood on the cross, those who follow him have been cleansed. And it is he who offers us passage into the kingdom. It is Jesus who holds the book of life with believers' names in it. Through him, God blesses his people. Ephesians 1:3 says this. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Even as he chose in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, of which he has blessed us in the blood. Because of our faith in Jesus, we are able to be made heirs with him. We get all the privileges of being God's children. We get a place in the kingdom. Jesus has prepared a room for us so we can be where he is. Nothing we leave our loved ones can compare to that. We leave things that will rot and ultimately fade and disappear. However, Jesus enables us to receive something that is everlasting, an eternal inheritance. Jesus is the means to a true inheritance. And Jesus is also the reason that we can trust that we will receive it. Verse 5 says, "You who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." What is that salvation ready to be revealed? It's triumph. It's God's triumph over his enemies and the enemies of his people. And it's the inheritance mentioned in verse 4. It's living in the new earth described in Revelation 21. God makes sure that those who put their trust in Jesus will get their reward in the end. It's not necessarily protecting our physical bodies, although we know he can do that. He's protecting our faith. He's making sure that these trials don't keep us from being with him in the end. Philippians 4:7 says, "God is guarding our hearts and our minds." Our faith may be tested, but as long as it is genuine, God uses these things to make it stronger. Our circumstances may weigh on us. We're worried about our health. We're worried about our bills. We're tired of being isolated. Those things can make us wonder what God is doing. But remember that God is preserving us for something better than this world. This life, among other things, is getting us ready for the life to come. Isn't it amazing how we get to know the end of the story? We get to read what salvation will look like. We get to see the Lamb take his place on the throne and initiate the new kingdom. God said it's already done. All we have to do is wait for it. And God will make sure that the waiting doesn't cost us in the end. The one whose power raised Jesus from the grave is the one who protects you so that you can see the new Jerusalem. He'll carry us through because we belong to Jesus. His protection is better than anything that we can come up with, better than our own willpower, better than our self-help books, better than our parental control software. Those things have their place, but we need something better guarding our soul. We wouldn't make it to the end without God guarding us. He does it because we follow his son. Jesus is the channel to our protection. Because of Jesus, our salvation is guaranteed. So after looking at this passage, I hope you can see that it is Jesus that our hope comes through. If we hope to get to heaven, to spend our days walking and talking with God, singing him praises, to have a place in the new heaven and the new earth, we have to look to Jesus to provide it. We shouldn't expect to get there under our own power. Getting to heaven isn't like climbing the corporate ladder. We can't work our way to the top. If we could, would you really want to try? obeying the law 100% of the time didn't really work so well for the Israelites. Our salvation is far more stable in the hands of Jesus. Let Jesus be the one who provides your hope, because in reality, he's the only one who can. So recognize that Jesus is the means for your hope and all that comes with salvation. As we acknowledge this truth, it should lead us to praise God, just as Peter did when he wrote the beginning of our passage. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." In the verses after our Peter said that the churches were known for rejoicing with a joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. Glory for who? Glory for God. Don't think that because the verse says inexpressible that they didn't use words. I imagine them singing praises to God, which is what we'll do in just a moment. Hopefully we'll continue to do that long after our service is over. Praise God for providing the means to our hope, Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus, we are born again. Because of Jesus, well, we have an inheritance. And because of Jesus, our salvation is guaranteed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for using Jesus to provide us hope, to draw us to yourself, to give us an inheritance to look forward to at the end times. So much of what we look forward to just comes through your Son. And so, Lord, we just praise you for giving us a means to be redeemed. And we look forward to a time when we can rejoice in your presence. Father, we ask that you be with us as we just continue forward with whatever time you give us until that day has come. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.